League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I noticed the strangest thing, and it's been bothering me, about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Okay, what's that?
Well, besides them being absolutely nuts.
Besides the stuff that's coming out of both of their mouths.
Right, exactly.
Right. Other than that, right.
I say it all the time, but when they say, oh, celebrities are just like us. No, they're not. Mm. No, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I've known some people in some toxic relationships. Theirs is...
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty.
So I've been watching here and there, and for some reason, this is the one thing that always catches my eye. All the lawyers in there have real briefcases, like the legit hard rectangle ones with the handle on top. And all I kept thinking about is, what profession do people still use briefcases?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, definitely lawyers, obviously.
Right? Yeah, but why? Why can't they have normal bags like everybody else carries now? Is it fancier than us? Specialer?
I mean, like, I have a laptop case, and it's large, and so you can put a bunch of things in it. So it's kind of like today's briefcase. But if I came in and I was your attorney and you were Johnny Depp, do you think that I'd look like the guy that was making $3 million a year with that case? No. They gotta have the guy that's got like a... I mean, it's not even just a regular briefcase. It's got to be a nice briefcase, right? It's got to be a supple leather.
Oh.
Right? Maybe alligator skin or something. It's got to be something good.
All right.
You know?
Do you even buy a briefcase anymore? There's no briefcase store.
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, the lawyers must know.
They
know. It pops up on lawyers' GPS. It's like a special GPS.
You know what I realized?
Other than ours.
My dad carries a briefcase.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a restaurant owner. What is he doing?
I don't know. I was thinking about this because I was like, what profession do you still carry a briefcase? And FYI, call 1-800-330-9999. If you still carry a briefcase, we want you to describe your job and see if we can guess what you do. But my dad carries one, and I don't know what's in it.
I was going to say, like, what would be in that briefcase?
I don't know. I want to, like, text him and be like, Daddy, what's in your briefcase? Like, he makes dough in the morning for the pizzas and, like, the bread, like. He's not putting the flour in the briefcase.
Right.
I don't know.
I had a friend, the second husband of an old friend, a girl that I knew growing up, right? And he was telling me about when they were going through the divorce proceedings, her and her first husband, they were already separated and he was dating her at that time. And he would go to the court and her first husband was kind of a crazy person, right? But definitely a great actor at certain things. And he told me during the court proceedings, first off, he would continue everything, but he was wearing fake eyeglasses. He would come to court wearing fake eyeglasses and carrying a briefcase. And I mean, this guy was no reason whatsoever he would need a briefcase. And he said he saw him open it one time because he was in the gallery 2-3 rows back.
Yeah.
And he was doing this thing in the middle of talking to the judge. He opened the briefcase. He said there was like two manila folders in there and a stapler. There's nothing in a calculator. I'm pretty sure he had a calculator in the briefcase.
He's looked around the house. He's like, what should I put in this briefcase?
He was like, I'm going to need a continuance. I'm going to have to get back to you. I have to touch base with my people on that. But he opened the briefcase for effect during the case. And then pushed his glasses, his fake glasses, back up on his nose. That's a real thing that happened.
Okay, 1-800-330-9999. If you have a briefcase at your job, you still carry an old school briefcase, call and describe your job, and let's see if we can guess what you do for a living. Who still carries a briefcase? The one thing that keeps sticking out in our minds at the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial is that all these lawyers have briefcases. And, I mean, is there professions where you still carry those?
I feel like if I'm making over a few million a year and I have attorney in my name, I have to carry one. It's a requirement.
1-800-330-9999. If you carry a briefcase, describe to us your job and we're going to guess what you do for a living.
I do carry a briefcase and I go around to people's properties and assess how much the property value is worth.
Oh, a tax assessor. That's probably pretty cut and dry there.
That was easy.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, too, because you spend a lot of time in your car, so you need everything all together.
I mean, I feel like you're walking around with an iPad. We had assessors in my neighborhood this year. They had badges. They had reflective vests. No sign of a briefcase. If that dude had walked up to my door carrying a briefcase, I would have been like, salesman, get out of here. I would have never let him in. I would have never let him in.
Am I the only person that gets nervous when you see the tax assessors in the neighborhood? Because, I mean, when do the tax assessors come around that your taxes are going down?
They never go down.
Never.
No, they never go down.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you still use a briefcase?
Yes.
Okay, don't tell us what you do. Just describe it, and we're going to guess.
So part of my job requires me to meet with people. I have to have a very outgoing personality. I have to know how to sell things. I tend to sell things on the luxury side.
Huh. What are you, cars? You're a car salesman with a briefcase?
No. I do have to carry around a lot of documents with me.
Documents?
For people to sign.
Yachts. You sell yachts.
I wish.
Houses. You're a realtor.
Yes.
I should guess that.
How much stuff do you have to carry?
There's so many forms.
I mean, I feel like that's all closing day, though, right? I feel like that's all. I mean,
no, you need
it's the
contract.
Day that we sign. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I don't need to carry a bunch of stuff.
Well, sometimes I carry around listings.
Yeah, but I would think a lot of that is online now. Do you carry the briefcase just to make you look important? Or
right.
Are you actually use it?
My laptop, too.
Well, I will say, you know, I was a realtor for a long time. And I didn't spend a lot of time in the office because we were always out in the field. So I can see having like a briefcase where, you know, you carry all the stuff that you need because you're never really going home to an office.
Yeah, but let's say you're walking into a place right now and you're somebody that works on the go. The thing you're selecting is a briefcase? I don't think so. You're taking the backpack. You're taking the soft bag. You're taking anything else. Was that briefcase like given to you by like a grandfather? It's like it left to you by like an old leader of America?
No, actually, it's a Calvin Klein briefcase.
Wow. I didn't even know. Who knew Calvin Klein still making it? I figured it was all Samsonite. That was it.
Anna and Raven, do you carry a briefcase?
Yes, I do.
All right, don't tell us what you do. Describe your job, and we're going to see if we can guess.
I hang out with bad people all day.
Repo man.
Criminal attorney. Defense attorney.
Ding, 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 ding.
I was going to go with corrections That's officer correct. Next, but I mean, what do you put in the case besides your taser and your baton? And let's get those out of the case. We need those quick and ready.
The reason for the case is it has to be locked. Because we're carrying sensitive information.
Oh, you know what?
We can't carry a regular bag.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Wow.
I just thought you wanted to look fancy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, again, when you hit the men's room, you got to leave it laying down somewhere. So you don't want somebody walking away with it.
Yeah.
If I saw somebody walk into the toilet holding their briefcase, I would definitely have questions as to what is in that briefcase.
You would think it was an exchange, right? The other guy shows up in the other stall, taps on the floor, and then the briefcase moves from one stall to the next.
Right.
And then
underneath.
He walks out and $7 million just left the room.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Just like Ocean's 11.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.